Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I'm praying that you are keeping up with your Bible reading at whatever pace that you have chosen to go through. And remember, what we're trying to do here is to kind of give you frameworks for thinking about whatever book you may be in. And today we're looking at the book of Numbers. Numbers reminds us of an uncomfortable truth, that being redeemed doesn't mean being faithful all the time. The book of Numbers follows Israel on the move from Mount Sinai towards the Promised Land. That Promised Land was promised to Abraham way back in Genesis chapter 12 and the following chapters. And almost immediately in the book of Numbers, problems appear. Israel grumbles. They doubt. They rebel. Over and over again. Numbers records cycles of faithlessness, but it also records cycles of God's patience. So in the book of Numbers, an entire generation dies in the wilderness, not because God failed, but because they refused to trust Him. Yet through judgment, through discipline, God remains faithful. He guides His people, He provides for them, and He preserves His promise. And so Numbers teaches us that unbelief, it does have consequences, but God's mercy does not fail. Here's the stat sheet for the book of Numbers. The main characters, of course, are God and Moses and Aaron, and we're given a glimpse into the lives of Joshua and Caleb. We're also introduced to the wilderness generation of Israel. Here are the main themes of the book of Numbers: God's faithfulness versus human unbelief, judgment and mercy, leadership and rebellion, and the journey towards the Promised Land. The type of literature that we're reading here, this is narrative and law. And so while you're reading this, there's some fascinating stories, narratives here. And the author has set this up so that you can trace patterns of grumbling, discipline, and grace. And so as you read those stories that Moses gives us, learn from Israel's failures without flattening the story into just moral stories or just a simple allegory. Now, a new generation stands on the edge of the land as we get to the end of the book of Numbers. But before they enter, God speaks one more time through Moses in the book of Deuteronomy.